You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, I can't imagine if we go 3 years in a row without y'all in the national championship game.
Well, we've only won one in 5 years, and if we don't get back, listen, you know, there is a chance here that, and I like Nate. Nate's an awesome, awesome guy, and what he's been in Tuscaloosa is recognize a basketball program that was asystole, for those who are not in the medical field, flatline, cardiac monitor, where they says that there's no rhythm. You know, they pronounce, he's passed away at 8:35 in the morning. That's where Alabama basketball was at prior to Nate Oates' arrival. Mm. And he's come in and he's energized this program. He's been able to do it under the shadows of Saban. And he's got a group of fans that are just, listen, I knew we were in trouble. Well, some of this was because of Pete Golding's fault. But I knew in October when we started getting phone calls for Alabama basketball, I said, uh-oh, this is going to be dynamic. But now, like I said, some of that was old Pete's fault. You know, I mean, we Tennessee in October, and, you know, we broke records from 1907. They gave up the most points since 1907. So once that collapse happened up in Knoxville, thanks to old Pete.
Were you there?
No. I've made a couple of trips off my bucket list, and I don't ever want to put them back in the bucket. I don't go back to Lee County, and I don't go back to Knoxville. I'll go to Starkville. The people in Ole Miss, they love me. So I love going there.
They love you.
Yeah, they do. I told them their coach a few years ago was a snake oil salesman.
I know.
They didn't believe me at first, but now they,
you know, blinded by the light. Yeah, I know.
Now, I do like Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge is a fun trip. College Station.
I haven't either.
It just logistically, for you and I, you know, I've either got to leave at 6 o'clock on Thursday p.m. or 6 o'clock p.m. on Friday. It's just hard to get to College Station. But
I'm not driving, so I'd have to fly through Houston, and then what do you do? Just jump on a little puddle jumper from Houston to College?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure.
We're going to have to get some of these boosters that these clients of ours that got these private planes carry us to College Station.
Well, you've been able to go on a private plane to the national championship games.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I've traveled with a few. I've been, but I mean, it's not like they give me the king recliner. Normally, I'm on that. There's a jump.
There's a jump. Absolutely.
On,
yeah.
They're sitting on. Well, it's like a portable toilet. Normally, that's where I'm at. I'm on that little.
You'll
little
take jump it though.
Seat. No. If it's a free ride, yeah.
I mean, damn.
I'm a bum. Yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah. When somebody calls and they've got a plane, I'm like, I'm in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's get into – go ahead.
We're a basketball school. We're a basketball school now, and, you know, I've been actually debating if we win a championship, because you do realize – I know you opened up this segment talking about You know, you don't want to see Alabama win another championship.
Correct.
And I know the world feels like that. But I'm already, like, planning an area where if NATO does something this weekend, Final Four. Alabama's never been to a Final Four in men's. They've been to it in women's in the early 90s. But when you look at
really
the men's side, yeah.
No, I knew you hadn't been in men's. I didn't realize you'd been in women's. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But so if we do, I think we should build a statue and put it right up there beside Nick Saban.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB. to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did they get along? Did Nick Saban and Nate Oates get along?
Yes. Don't believe the Clay Travises, Pat Fortys, the Dan Wilkins of the world, okay?
Wilkins. No.
Don't believe those guys, man. They're just trying to stir the crap up. And I get it. It's popular to slam on Alabama. Nick Saban is so out of touch. He doesn't have Twitter. He doesn't have Facebook. He doesn't text message. He didn't know that those were sensitive words. He didn't know the wrong place, wrong time. Y'all give Nick a hard time. And I you know, 71 years of age, I mean, you know, he's not going to get everything right. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we may be passing the torch here. It's a very important year for Alabama football to get back on track. If not,
y'all only won one title in 5 years.
Yeah, and really that was a COVID year. And I hope this doesn't make it back to Tuscaloosa because they get mad when I say this. Nick Saban had a great football team. But one of the things that he did in 2020 was outmanaged everybody. He outmanaged everybody on COVID. He did a much better job of managing COVID really than Fauci did, I guess.
No
when
doubt.
You look at, so when you look at inside his organization, it's, you know, he was able to win a championship with some great players, but 2020, so you count that, there's no doubt, but then you also back up and you say, you know, because they were trending down at that point.
Right.
Think about it. I mean, and really that rebound, so one championship.
Won the title with Mac Jones.
We did, but there was some, you know, some pretty talented players there. But, yeah, it just you feel like that this is an important year to get back on track. But they've got to do it without all of this talent that has departed or will be departing to the NFL. I mean, you know, life without Bryce Young, what's that going to be like?
Well, he's the best. He's, you know, he leaves Tuscaloosa as the most talented quarterback you've ever had without a championship as a starting quarterback. Right, he was the backup behind Mac Jones his freshman year, correct?
He was. Yes, he was. He was a true freshman then in 2020, and then so he's leaving with never winning a. I mean, let that sink in. I mean, one of the all. And if you couldn't do it with Bryce, you know, life without him is going to be much, much harder. But they may rely on the strength of this team. The strength of this team is going to be in the backfield. And we'll see if, you know, if Tommy Rees is going to bring that physical approach. But, you know, I did have a great moment yesterday when J.C. Latham said that we're going to get back to making people fear us. That's what he said during a media availability. And I thought about going up and high-fiving him when he said it. But he literally said he's going to get back to smack people in the mouth.
Y'all were soft on defense last year. Oh, and yeah. Really.
Well, you guys are going to be soft this year. Wait till y'all miss 9 tackles in one game. Call me back. Tell me about how great old Pete's going to be.
Well, here, you know, Ole Miss has a different schedule this year. It's going to be kind of a rude awakening. So last year they had a 7-game stretch that I'm not sure I've ever witnessed in the history of, well, definitely doing this show 20 years, but in a long time. You know, I mean, it was a cakewalk. And, you know, this year they got 3 pretty nice cupcakes, Mercer at Tulane, Georgia Tech at home. But then it's at Bama, LSU at home, and Arkansas at home. And so it gets real early for Ole Miss, whereas last year, you know, they pulled Vandy and Kentucky and Auburn early and then didn't get the big boys until late. So we'll see what Golden can do.